Good morning, everybody. That's my patented attempt to sound wide awake. My name is Pete. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and a show called In You All Along. Today, we're going to have a little fable, perhaps, that goes something like this.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Ivor the engine driver to make you feel much better.
Dirty old sod.
I say steady on.
My name is Ivor. I'm an engine driver. I know him well. I know why you feel blue. Just cause he's late. Dream or liar, I
admit I kissed a few and once did sit on either the engine driver's lap and later with you. Da-da-da. You are forgiven.
emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, we're not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Will you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise? But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from here. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find? And all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kids to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kids just keep getting harder to find.
You don't
and
need
all your kids,
girl,
bringing you peace of mind.
Just
before
need
you
help,
find
girl,
out it's too late,
girl,
you better get straight.
Don't it seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find?
You don't
and
need
all your kids,
kids girl,
bringing you peace of
you
mind.
Just
before
need
you
help.
Hey everybody. Okay. Once again, my name is Pete, and you are listening to In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. Today marks the first show of the fall season here at In You All Along. Not the fall season you recognize on your Earth calendar, but the fall season here at the WMFO calendar. Our schedule changes periodically throughout the year, and it is my pleasure to announce to you that for the remainder of this fall and into the winter, In You All Along will be heard at its regularly scheduled time, 6 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. 1 hour of all this kind of stuff. And it will continue to be throughout that period, followed by the Music Savage Show. So you can keep on getting down all through the mornings. We were just getting down to Paul Revere and the Raiders with Kicks from their 1966 album Midnight Ride. That was a song that was composed to be offered. It was offered to the Animals, and Eric Burdon turned it down. So we brought it here stateside and showed the British once again, as Paul Revere is known to do. Prior to that, we had Love of Arthur Lee and Love fame with My Little Red Book from their 1966 debut album, Love. That, of course, being a Burt Bacharach and Hal David composition, I think probably the first one that I have played here on In You All Along, which is shameful, but I do love the catalog of Burt Bacharach and Hal David tunes. My favorite thing about those songs is that there's not a note of the melody that doesn't have a lyric syllable along with it. It is some of the most efficient use of notes to syllable ratio. And we started out with the epic long fable, fairy tale, mini rock opera, whatever you would like to call it. A quick one while he's away. From The Who's 1970 album, Live at Leeds. I particularly like that version. There are many live versions of A Quick One While He's Away, and of course the original recorded version, each one a little different. My favorite part of A Quick One is in the last segment. It starts out with cello, 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 cello. The Who originally had intended for cellos to be in there, but they were just a poor, lowly, up-and-coming band, and they could not afford to have the cellos in the studio, so instead they just used what God gave them, much as I am abusing what God gave me right now, which is why I'm going to move things gently along with some more music.
This way Thank you.
temperature's rising. I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all.
Mirror. set the way forward. Gotta break and run.
Hi there. I didn't see you standing there listening so intently to In You All Along on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, here in Medford, Massachusetts. You kind of snuck up on me there, but that's okay. You're the whole reason I do this show. This is my little love letter to all of you. We just heard from Captain Beefheart with Grown So Ugly from their 1967 Safe as Milk album. That's the first Captain Beefheart song that I knew. And I received that song on a tape in the mail from someone I don't even remember. I think in the early infancy of the internet, I was swapping tapes with people by mail because you couldn't get things. And so you would send somebody a tape and they would say, send you something back. Just pick something or whatever. And they had extra space on the end of their tape and they threw that song on there. And here it is. All these years later. Part of that, we had Earth, Wind, and Fire with, the loveliest of ballads. Reasons from their 1975 album, That's the Way of the World. Prior to Earth, Wind, and Fire, we had Charles Bradley. Man, you know, for weeks I had been meaning to play... meaning to play this one Charles Bradley song. I finally played it last week, and he passed away the next day. It was kind of chilling, but man, the outpouring of love for Charles Bradley, what a tremendous upwelling. Such a beautiful, heartfelt singer, and what a lucky man to have kind of come into a career, long into his career. He had been laboring away as like a James Brown knockoff called Black Velvet, and was discovered, you know, like 20, 30 years into his career. He just died of cancer this past Saturday at 68. so many folks popped up and said, oh man, greatest performance I'd ever seen, nicest guy I'd ever met. So here's to you, Charles Bradley. We opened up the set with the Kinks, Living on a Thin Line, from 1984's Word of Mouth. And right now I'm talking over Herbie Hancock and Traitor from his 1975 Manchild album. Herbie will be playing this Thursday at the Orpheum, October 5th. Still going strong at 77 years old. Hard to believe the longevity of that man's career. He has been at it for like 60 years, since he was a kid. There are lots of things going on in the area these days. One of which is in this handy public service announcement about the Honk Festival. The festival activist street bands, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, right here in the, focused in the Davis Square area. The 12th annual Honk Festival of activist street bands takes place from Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston. Honkfest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music, and the events are completely free and open to all. For 12 years now, the Honk Festival of Activist Street Bands have been rocking out any outdoor complacency in Somerville and surrounding areas with a rousing brass and percussive spectacle that's impossible to ignore. Honk is all about building community, celebrating participatory culture, and standing up for social justice. Boisterous music, energetic dancing, flamboyant costumes, and eye-catching visual art prove to be the perfect combo for raising awareness about socio-political issues, all while putting a broad smile on the faces of everyone who participates. Honk empowers all to take positive action and do it with gusto. For more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Community Radio. That is possibly the wordiest PSA I have yet read, but you should go to Honkfest. Honk is just crazy good time. Your mind will be blown on every street corner. I'll give you your money back if you don't like it. But I can't give you your time back. So let's keep things moving right along here. everybody. Lighting a fire under Ryan D. a little early this week. Usually my set runs a little closer to 7. But here we are. Here we are. You just heard from Pat and the Hats. Pat and the Hats, I have played them before, are one of my favorite local bands. They are sort of local to here and New Hampshire-based, sort of. I don't really fully understand. I think some of them are in each. And they're opening for Chicago this weekend, tomorrow night at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion up on Lake Winnipesaukee. So if you're up that way, give them some love. And if not, catch them on their many stops around the area. Prior to that, we had the Amps. Well, I should tell you what the song was. Pat and the Hats played She's a Gemini, I'm Not Well, from their 2014 Fake It Till You Make a Hit album. Prior to that, we had the Amps with Mom's Drunk from their only album, 1995's Acer, Kim Deal's post-breeders output. Before that, we had the Figs with Regional Hits from 2006's Follow Gene Through the Sea from the Gern Blanston label. The Figs are playing tonight at a benefit for the Ted Rock Fund, night number one, with the Figs, Bob and the Something Heads, can't say that on the radio, and Cruller. That's at the Midway tonight. It's a benefit to honor the legacy of Ted Collins, a local musician who passed away, benefiting music education in the Boston area. We opened up the set with Kingsley Flood with All Night Dynamite from their 2015 To the Wolves EP. They will be playing at the Virgo Agogo show tonight at Thunder Road in Somerville, which is also a benefit for music education. So you can, that will be benefiting a number of acts, I mean, a number of organizations, the Muse Foundation and Zoomix. The lineup will include Harsh, Armadillo, Kingsley Flood, 3-Day Threshold, and more. A lot going on this weekend. Can you do it all? I'm going to try. I'll see you out there. Thanks once again for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete. You've been listening to In You All Along. Stay tuned for Ryan D. and the Music Savage Show.